Johnny. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in his own house in Shantipura, was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Purport. It's understood that Advaita Prabhu at that time was in his own paternal house in Shantipur. Haridas Thakur frequently used to meet him. Some people say that Haridas Thakur was a disciple of Advaita Acharya. Coincidentally, therefore, he was also there. And upon the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them immediately began to dance. But no one in Shantipur could understand why those two saintly persons were dancing. 100. Adekiyu paraga hasi sigara ganga khate asi. Anandita koilo ganga snana. Anandita Paya uparanga chale apanara manobale. Brahmanere dila nanadan. Translation. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, both Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganga and bathed in the Ganga with great jubilation. Taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse, Advaita Acharya, by his own mental strength, distributed various types of charity to the Brahmanas. Purport. It is the custom of Hindus to give in charity to the poor as much as possible during the time of a lunar or solar eclipse. Advaita Acharya, therefore, taking advantage of this eclipse, distributed many varieties of charity to the Brahmanas. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a statement in the 10th canto, 3rd chapter, verse 11, that when Krishna took his birth, immediately Vasudev, taking advantage of this moment, distributed 10,000 cows to the Brahmins. It is customary among Hindus that at the time a child is born, especially a male child, the parents distribute great charity and jubilation. Advaita Acharya was actually interested in distributing charity because Lord Chaitanya's birth at that time of the lunar eclipse. People could not understand, however, why Advaita Acharya was giving such a great variety of things in charity. He did so not because of the lunar eclipse, because of the Lord's taking birth at that moment. He distributed charity exactly as Vasudeva did at the time of Lord Krishna's appearance. Another purport. I remember once in Bombay, Bhimadas took me, must have been 87 like that. There was a Surya Graha. Now in Bharat, Surya Graha is famous. They have run special trains to Kurukshetra for the occasion. And a lot of people go there, like 5 lakhs of people, 500,000 people will go to Kurukshetra. And they bathe and they got there, you know, it's called Brahma Sarovara, like that. And they bathe there. And then people give charity. And of course, the professional beggars are there. They're all there. They come for festivals, you know. They're probably the same people come in Govardhan. You know, from Akadasi to Purnima, professionals are on the street, you know. And so the people were there. I saw outside, we were staying in one house which was owned by the previous Prime Minister of India. I think his name was... Bijalal Nanda, right. So what happened was it was like Ganda Ganda Mahaganda, you know, because they didn't have any proper toilet facilities around, I remember. And it was horrible smell everywhere, you know. Yet still, during the Graha, we would be on the roof chanting japa, and we would see in the distance some baniyas were out there with big stacks of 5 rupee notes. And they were going around with each person, they're going, and they were giving 5 rupee notes. And there were people with puffed rice and rice and so many things, and they're just giving it to the people. And later on I saw these beggars walking away with big sacks, you know, of rice and puffed rice and stuff. Pretty far out. I remember this. So Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya are laughing because Gauranga has covered his appearance in the garb of a sonar eclipse, that everybody will be chanting Hare Krishna in the Ganga to ward off the Ashubh Tithi, the inauspicious thing, by chanting Hare Krishna. Thus, the chanting of Hare Krishna was inaugurated by Gauranga, by his appearance. And also, in a hidden way, Advaitacharya, with great happiness, he was like 50 at the time, he gave charity to the brahmanas. And everybody would think, oh, he's giving a charity because of the Chandragraha. That's why, but actually it was because of Gauranga's appearance. They were laughing in many ways that Gauranga's very smart. He's covered his appearance in many wonderful ways. So, 101. Jagata Anandamaya Deki Manisa Vishmai. Tare Tore Kahe Hari Das. Tomara Achana Ranga Moramana Parasana. Digi Kichu Kare Ache Bhas. When he saw that the whole world was jubilant, Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya. Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand that there is some special purpose in these actions. End quote. 102. Acharya Ratna Srivasa Hoyelo Manasukulas. Yaya snana koila ganga jale. Anandi vivalaman kare hari sankirtan. Naradana nanadana koilo monobale. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Acharya Radna, Chandrasekhara. This is Masibari. This is his maternal. This is Sachimata's, or Jagannath Mishra's mother's side. And Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy. And immediately they went to the bank of the Ganga to take bath in the water of the Ganga. Their minds full of happiness. They chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength. Masibari. 103. E mata bhakta tati jahade yeya deshi stiti. Taha taha paya manobale. Anache kare sankirtan anandevi balaman. Nana kare grahanera chale. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed sankirtan, and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of the lunar eclipse, their minds overwhelmed with joy. So, it's very wonderful because it means that this lunar eclipse was very strong in Bharat at that time, in many, many cities, in many places. And they followed that tradition by doing sankirtan and chanting. And so it was very wonderful that the process of chanting Hari Sankirtan appeared with Gauranga. It's wonderful. And indirectly, this verse is encouraging us that irregardless where a devotee may physically reside, we should all keep this process of Hari Sankirtana. It's described in Manashiksha, chapter of Manashiksha Sloka 1 by Raghunath Das, and in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Darpan commentary. There, he gives the definition of Gostalayashu, those who reside in the village of Vrindavan, in this case Vrindavan. Who resides there? Who is Gostalayishu? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there are two types of residents of the Dhamma. He says, those who reside mentally and those who reside physically. He says, and both are called Dhamvasis. And this is why, like, we see ashramas in many places of the world. Like, they'd be in other cities of India and other places, such and such Dham. The ashram would name. The idea of it is that for those congregational members who take shelter of those particular sadhu who has established the mutt, the temple, for them, That association of those sadhus invoke the Dhamma. And they feel that they are in the Dhamma by Harikatha, even though they may physically live in some crazy city, you know, like that. So the temples are transcendentally situated because the devotees of the Lord glorify the Supreme Lord in the temple. And therefore, their Sangha invokes the Lord. Another way of looking at it, mentally and physically, if we mentally go to Vrindavan by Bhagavatam, by Brihadbhagavatamrita, by Harikatha, and in the evening, say, we go to Navadvip by Chaitanya Bhagavat, by Chaitanya Charitamrita Katha, such like that, then by that mental strength of this Katha, you go to the Dharma. In Vrindavan, my Ayurvedic doctor friend named Ram Sevak Das, I don't trust anybody else in Vrindavan with my health. And he's a Ramanandi sadhu, got his degree in 1980 about that from Delhi, something like this. And he's about 60, 65, you know, friendly fellow. So when Lohitaksha, my godbrother, left his body, before he left his body, Ram Sevak was giving him medicine to remove his swelling. And so when Lohitaksha's body was being burnt on the bank of the Ganga, I followed the procession a little late, and I reached the bank of the Yamuna, and then from there I decided, well, I'll continue my parikrama. So then I went through and I saw Ram Sevak Das at Sudam Kuti. And he goes, hey, did your friend take my medicine? Has the swelling gone down? And I said, no, he didn't take your medicine, but he doesn't need it anymore. You know, and Ram Sevak understood it. He goes, ha, grudges for that. Been a ticket poach gear. He's gone without buying a plane ticket, you know, cheap and best. So ever since Ram Sevak said that, bina tikit poch gaya, he has gone there. Now he has attained it without buying a plane ticket. Then I always laugh that mentally going to the Dhammas by the path of Harikatha is actually the way you do it. Because even if you physically reside in your vanaprastha life, in Vrindavan, Mayapur, Puri, wherever, then still our business as devotees is to do Harikatha. We practice now while we're younger people, and afterwards we have to do it more. Because if you do it, then that actually is Shastra Chakshus. You actually see the Dhamma through the sound vibration of the previous Acharya's words. This is, you're actually seeing the Dhamma through the ears, not through the eyes. That's the idea. Then, if you see through the Shastra Chakshush, through the eyes of Shastra, then when you physically live in the Dhamma, you'll always be appreciative. But without it, you simply see nothing but dirt and grime and plastic bags, etc. Just like, I'll give you an example. One godbrother, I was telling him that I was bathing in Jamunaji sometimes. And he was saying, oh, she's so polluted. How could you do that? And I said, yes, she is. Her waters are polluted. But because of Rupa Goswami's Yamunastakam, because of Vallabhacharya's Yamunastakam, when you read that, your mind becomes so happy by those two astakams. And there's a lot more, incidentally. There's like 7 or 8 more astakams written by great souls. Previously, there was no piped water. Everybody went down to their mother, the river. And there was no question of defiling their mother. They would simply take shelter of the mother after they would answer the call of nature in the fields or something, wash themselves with dirt, and then they would go bathe in Yamuna. And Yamuna would cleanse any contamination away. They washed their pots, they filled their water, they took bath 2-3 times a day. This is how Jagaya Madai would go to the Ganga to apologize to everybody he might have offended in Navadvip, because everybody, without exception, had to go to the Ganga. You know, so he took advantage of that everybody had to go to the Ganga to approach them and fall at their feet and beg forgiveness, etc., etc. That's the nature of Madai God in Mayapur. So this is the power. So, but the power of the sound vibration makes your mind so happy that you don't care for the external. Just like, I have two stories about the external. One, in Brihadbhagavatamrita it's mentioned that if you take bath in the Ganga 100 times, it equals one bath in Yamunaji. So I asked Gopi Puranadana once, I was in South Russia for a festival and he was there. So at breakfast I said, hey, how are we supposed to understand this statement in Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Gopi Puranadana answered, Ganga moves very fast and her waters, so the pollution, whatever pollution that is there in Ganga is not readily apparent. The water moves so fast. And there are many sadhus that are on the bank of Ganga Devi and like that. And she's very merciful. She's very readily accessible. Anybody can take shelter. But Jamuna, her waters is very bluish waters, are very placid. They do not move very fast. And as a result, the water, at least nowadays in Kali Yuga, now looks quite brackish. And pollution is more apparent to the external eye. So, if you think, how can I bathe in that, you know? Then Gopi Pranadana says, she says, that's all right. You go wherever you like. You don't need me, you know? Like this. You go wherever you like. You don't need me, you know? But if you take those who take bath anyway, irregardless of the condition of the water, Gangam Nakula Budbuddha Fena Pankaya Brahmat Dravatvam Apagachati Nira Dharmai, if you understand that Brahma Dravatvam, that this is actually spiritual in nature, you know, in transcendental nature, then you bathe anyway. So to help you bathe anyway, this stotra is there. If you bathe anyway, then you'll get her mercy. It means you have to become, you have to work a little harder. Another funny story in that regard was in Kumbh Mela. I think this, the last Kumbh Mela in Allahabad was, I think 2001, something like that. So what happened was, it's in September before that, the BBC did an interview with the environment minister, the UP environment minister, some Brahmin from Varanasi. So he said, look at this. This is like in 3-4 months before the Kumbh Mela. Look at this. This is the travesty. The government is spending 20 crores of rupees making a Kumbh Mela camp. But what are they doing to stop the pollution that's flowing into the Yamuna and the Ganga rivers? He said there was 170 million liters of garbage flowing daily in the Ganga and 150 million liters of garbage pollution flowing into the Yamuna. What are they doing to stop this? He was saying. So I marked the amounts. I thought, wow, that's a lot of pollution. According to the WHO, the World Health Organization, that water was D quality. It means only suitable for agriculture. B quality is suitable for bathing, minimally. So, then fast forward to the Kumbh Mela. Then the BBC caught this same Brahmana, one of those Shahi Snan days. The BBC caught this same Brahmana minister bathing in the confluence, the Sangam. And he was bathing like this. He'd have his fingers like this over his gates like that. And he was bathing like this. And they were asking, what are you doing that for? And he goes, look, my knowledge, I'm a Brahmin. I have to bathe in Ganga and Yamuna. But my knowledge as the environment minister means I cover my gates, you know? It means that, well, we trust Ganga and Yamuna, but not the stuff flowing in it, you know? Like that. Now, but another argument of that, I was discussing this with my Pandit godbrother, Mukunda Dutta, that he quotes some verse. Vallabhacharya has a verse in Gokul that one night he was staying up on Ekadasi night on the bank of Jamunaji in Gokul, and Krishna came into his heart and spoke this verse, which he recorded in his book, something Siddhanta, something Siromani, I forgot the name of the book. Vallabhacharya quotes that just as unmentionable things flowing in the Ganga attain the state of the Ganga, so in the same way, Krishna told him in the heart, people of unqualified birth taking Vaishnava Diksha obtain the status, Vaishnava Tvam, they attain the status of being devotees. Now I thought, it's very interesting things. This means that the unmentionable things, this is not giving a pass or a acquiescence to polluting our mother, polluting Ganga, etc. But it means that those substances, once they enter in, the devotee does not take any distinction that the water of the Ganga remains the water of the Ganga. Even if, and Prabhupada, there's a story in the folio when you look, that Prabhupada and his father used to laugh at the Bengalis that used to go on the Haridwar, Dehradun Express, all the way to Haridwar from Howrah to take bath in the pristine Ganga, when the same Howrah, when the same Ganga is right there on the doorstep of Calcutta as the Hooghly. And he and his father used to go to Kaligat anyway, evidently their house was not far, and bathe in the Ganga anyway. And Prabhupada mentions, it's in the folio, that unmentionable substances would be flowing down the Ganga. And we would just bat it away with our left hand and bathe anyway. So these are some aspects of it, of this, that those that are determined will get mercy anyway and take advantage of mercy anyway. So let's see. All right, we got a little while. 104. Brahmaner sajjana noriya nana dravya thali bodhi. Aila sabe yo tuka hai laiya. Hena kancha sona dhuti deki pala kera murti. Ashirvada kare sukha paya. All sorts of respectful Brahmana gentlemen and ladies carrying plates filled with various gifts came with their presentation. Seeing the newborn child whose form resembled natural glaring gold, all of them with happiness offered their blessings. 105. We learn a lot of culture in these songs too. Savitri Gauri Saraswati Sachi Rambaya Rundati. Arajata Deva Narhi Gan. Nana Dravya Patra Bori Brahmanira Veshaduri. Asi sabi kare darshan. Translation and purport by Prabhupada. Dressing themselves as the wives of Brahmanas, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Narasimhadev, King Indra, Vishishta Rishi, and Ramba, the dancing girl of heaven. I think she is the wife of the Navini Kavachas, I think. Came there with varieties of gifts. Purport. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a newly born baby, he was visited by the neighboring ladies, most of whom were the wives of respectful Brahmanas. And the dress of Brahmanas' wives, celestial ladies like the wives of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, also came to see the newly born child. Ordinary people saw them as neighborhood respectable Brahmana ladies, but actually they were all celestial ladies dressed in that way. They're taking a disguise, you know, to covering up their form, just to mingle with everybody else and take darshan of Gauranga. How charming. 106. Antariksha Deva Gan Gandharva Siddha Charan. Stuti Nritya Karne Vadya Gita. Nartaka Vedaka Bhata Navadvip and Yaranata. Sabaya Sena Chepaya Prito. In translation, in outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandharva Lok, Siddha Lok, and Charana Lok, offered their prayers and danced with musical songs and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadvip city, all the professional dancers, the musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. Purport. As there are professional singers, dancers, and reciters of prayers in the heavenly planets, so in India still, there are professional dancers, givers of blessings, and singers, all of whom assemble together during householder ceremonies, especially marriages and birth ceremonies. These professional men earn their livelihood by taking charity on such occasions from the homes of the Hindus. Eunuchs also take advantage of such ceremonies to receive charity. That is their means of livelihood. Such men never become servants or engage themselves in agriculture or business occupations. They simply take charity from neighborhood friends to maintain themselves peacefully. The Bhattas are a class of Brahmins who go to such ceremonies to offer blessings by composing poems with references to the Vedic scriptures. 107. Ake baya se ke bajai, ke banache ke bagai. Sambalite nare kare bolo. Kandale kaduka shok pramoda parita lok. Mishra hoila anande vival. Translation by Prabhupada. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing, nor could they understand each other's language. But in effect, all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated, and people became all jubilant. Thus, Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. This just shows the appearance of the Lord transcends all geographical and linguistic boundaries. This Gaura Purnima is such a happy occasion. Whatever, or any of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of God is such a happy occasion that there's nothing but auspiciousness on that day. For anybody and anybody in any language and any geographical place. Thus, devotees always do kirtan and glorify Gauranga anywhere that they may live on the planet. 108. Acharya Ratna Sri Vasa Jagannatha Mishra Pash. Ase Tare Kare Sabadhana. Kare La Jata Kurmaye Achila Vidya Dharma. Tabe Mishra Koyle Nanadhan. See, even though everybody was overwhelmed with happiness and singing and hardly external, still Chandrasekhar Acharya and Srivas Thakur told him, hey, you got some duty you got to do. Oh, what? Oh, okay, you know. Chandrasekhar Acharya and Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. 109. Yotuka paila jata kare va aicha lakato. Sabadhana vipradila dhan. Yata nartaka gyan bhatta akinchana jan. Dana Diya Koila Sabaraman. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the form of gifts and presentations, whatever he had in his house, he distributed amongst the Brahmins, professional singers, dancers, bhattas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches and charity. It's interesting. These Brahmanas knew that everything emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they maintain all living entities, and they were not worried at all for their maintenance. They just passed everything out, you know. Sometimes devotees get, like Gauranga, there was one devotee like that, that was hardly an external consciousness. And Gauranga told Sivananda, saying that, you please help him maintain his household affairs, because otherwise he'll just give everything away. Huh? Vasudev Datta. He is so munificent, he's so magnanimous, he's hardly externally aware. And therefore, somebody should help him maintain his household life, otherwise he'll just give everything away. So it was not uncommon that Jagannath Mishra did that, you know, on this occasion, was not uncommon. It's after his departure in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Gauranga wanted something from Mother Sachi for worshiping Ganga. She wanted some garland from her, and the garland was not yet ready. And Gauranga got angry, and he broke the door of his house, and he broke everything in there. And Sachi Mata was saying, your father has left this whole house to you, you know, and everything is now broken. What are we going to do? And then Gauranga went out and got some gold, you know, that, here, mother, take this gold and fix everything in the house. And then she got an anxiety. What are we going to say? Where did he get this gold from, you know? What am I going to do? How am I going to change this gold in the market? Everybody going to say, where did my son get this gold from, you know? Mother Sachi was in another kind of anxiety, you know. Pretty amazing. What'd you break the house for? All right, mother, here, take some gold. Well, what am I going to do with that? How am I going to change that, you know? It's pretty amazing. Text 110. Shivasera Brahmanya Nama Tharamalini. Acharad Nirana Patni Sange. Sindura Harin Ratoila Kaya Kala Narikelo. Diya Puja Narigana Rangi. Translation and purport by Prabhupada. The wife of Shiva's Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhara, Acharya Ratna, and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. Purport. Vermilion, kaya, fused rice, bananas, coconuts, and turmeric mixed with oil are all auspicious gifts for such a ceremony. As there is puffed rice, so there is another preparation of rice called kaya, or fused rice, which along with bananas is taken as a very auspicious presentation. Also, turmeric mixed with oil and vermilion makes an auspicious ointment that is smeared over the body of a newly born baby or a person who is going to marry. These are all auspicious activities and family affairs. We see that 500 years ago, at the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these ceremonies were performed rigidly. But at present, such ritualistic performances hardly ever take place. Generally, a pregnant mother is sent to the hospital. As soon as her child is born, he's washed with antiseptic, and this concludes everything. Like we tell kids, you know, good luck, kid, you'll need it, you know. If you think your parents suffered in Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga doesn't get any lighter. It's only going to get rougher, you know. If you think your parents suffered, you ain't seen nothing yet, kid, you know. I remember, it was hilarious. When I was in the Gurukul building, there was a kid, I think it was like, I don't know, what year was that? It has to be like 2003 or something. It was a 9-year-old kid. And he was all in tears. You know, he was being harassed by his mates, you know. And I saw him crying. You know, he is miserable like anything. So I became compassionate and I ran down to the second floor. And I, like, it's like a quote from the cartoon, you know. You know, like the famous quote in the 1950s, the cartoon was, okay, kid, turn off the waterworks, you know. Quit crying, turn off the waterworks. Okay, kid, turn off the waterworks, what's the matter? You know, and the kid goes, oh, my friends, they're just harassing me, you know, I'm supposed to give them soap and toothpaste and this and that, and they're harassing me, they want more, and I don't know what to do. And I said, you've got to ask your teachers what to do. They gave you that job, you ask them what to do. Hey, kid, how old are you? I'm 9. And I go, what? You think you're suffering? You're only 9? You've got so many years of your life. You know, you haven't even seen suffering yet. You're going to have to, you're going to. And he goes, well, I'm going to suffer more in the future. Oh, well. And he said, he made him feel better. Oh, well, this is nothing. I'm going to suffer more later. Oh, good. They have a joke that if your left leg hurts, stamp on your right toe. You'll feel better, you know. You know, it's kind of funny, you know. Oh, well, I'm going to suffer more later. Oh, well, I feel better. So it's like this. 111. Advaita Acharya Bharya Jagada Pujitayarya. Namathara Sita Thakurani. Achayera Agyapaya Gela Upaharalaya. digite, digite palaka siromani. Translation and purport by Prabhupada. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, who was worshipable by the whole world, taking permission of her husband, went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gift and presentation. Purport. It appears that Advaita Acharya had two different houses, one at Shantipur and one in Navadvip. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya was residing not in his Navadvip house, but at his Shantipura house. Therefore, as formerly explained, Nijalai, from Advaita Acharya's old paternal house in Shantipura, Sita came to Navadvip to present gifts to the newly born child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means she probably resided in the night in her own house in Navadvip. 112. Suvane Rakadi Boli Rajata Mudra Pashuli. Suvane Rangada Kankana Dubahuite Divya Shankaraja Tera Mahabanka Malabanka Swarna Mudra Nana Haragan Swarna Mudra Ranana Haragan. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including bangles for the hand, armlets, necklaces, and anklets. Vagra naka hema jadi akata patra sutra dhori. Hastapade rajata abharana. Echitravarna patra shadi bono photo patta padi. Svarana Ropya Mudra Bahudan. There were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment, also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were presented to the child. Purport. From the gifts presented by Sita Thakurani, Advaita Acharya's wife, it appears that Advaita Acharya was at that time a very rich man. Although Brahmanas are not the rich men of society, Advaita Acharya, being the leader of the Brahmanas in Shantipura, was considerably well-to-do. Therefore, he presented many ornaments to the baby, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kamala Kanta Vishwasa is asking for 300 rupees from the king of Jagannath Puri, Maharaja Pratapa Rudra, on the plea that Advaita Acharya was in debt for that amount. Indicates that such a rich man, who could present many valuable ornaments, saris, etc., thought it difficult to repay 300 rupees. Therefore, the valuable rupee at that time was many thousands of times greater than it is now. At the present, no one feels difficulty over a debt of 300 rupees, nor can an ordinary man accumulate such valuable ornaments to present to a friend's son. Probably the value of 300 rupees at that time was equal to the present value of 30,000 rupees. Actually, I remember when, in the 1970s, I remember going to Mayapur in 76. The rupee at that time was seven rupees to a dollar. And it's like seven or eight times that now. 114. Adurvya Danya Goro Chan Harandra Kukuma Chandan. Mangala Dravya Patra Pariya. Vastra Gupta Dola Chadi Sangilaya Dasi Chedi. Vastra Alankara Pitari Bariya. Vastra Alankara Pitari Bariya. Riding in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, bringing with her many auspicious articles such as fresh grass, paddy, gorochan, turmeric, kumkum, and sandalwood. All these presentations filled a large basket. Purport. The words Vastra Gupta Dola are very significant in this verse. Even 50 or 60 years ago in Calcutta, all respectable ladies would go to a neighboring place riding on a palanquin carried by four men. The palanquin was covered with soft cotton, and in that way, there was no chance to see a respectable lady traveling in public. Ladies, especially those coming from respectable families, could not be seen by ordinary men. This system is still current in remote places. The Sanskrit word Asurya Pasha indicates that such a respectable lady could not be seen even by the sun. I mentioned that the girl, her name was Sue Srimati. Srimati, that in the book Vaishnavi, written by Satyaraj Prabhu, mentioned that she also did this vrata, Asurya Pasha, that in order to try to get purification suitable to take darshan of her guru, Krishnananji Maharaj in Vrindavan, about 150 years ago. In the Oriental culture, this system was very much prevalent, was strictly observed by respectable ladies, both Hindu and Muslim. We have actual experience in our childhood that our mother would not go next door to her house to observe an invitation by walking. She would go in either a carriage or a palanquin carried by four men. This custom was so strictly followed 500 years ago, and the wife of Advaita Acharya, being a very respectable lady, observed the customary rules current in that social environment. Interesting. Ah, 115. Baksha Bhoja Upahara Sangalaya Bahubar. Sachi Grihe Hoilo Upanita. Dekiya Balakathama Sakshat Gokulakan. Varna matra deki viparita. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Sachi Devi, bringing with her many kinds of edibles, dresses, and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newly born child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, the child was directly Krishna of Gokul himself. A petari is a kind of big basket carried in pairs on ends on a rod, balanced over the shoulder. The man who carries such a load is called a bhari. This system of carrying luggage and packages is still current in India and other Oriental countries, and we have seen that the same system is still current even in Jakarta, Indonesia. It's interesting also to note that Sachi Thakurani, could see that here is Krishna. It's manifested. It says here, Varna Matra Deki Viparita. She saw that the color was opposite. Gold. Instead of dark, the color has become opposite. Gold. And it's interesting. Of course, Advaita Acharya did the tapasya by offering Ganga and Tulsi to Shalagram with Hunkara, with loud calls, Dake, calling for Gauranga to appear. And I don't have any pramanam to suggest it, but it would appear that Advaita Acharya would let his wife in on the plan, that he was propitiating Gauranga to appear. And evidently his wife was conscious of that her husband is calling for the Lord to appear. And, well, she's going to welcome him in. It's pretty nice. 116. Asarava Anga Sudanirmaya Svarna Pratima Ban. Suvarna Pratima Bana Sarava Anga Sulakshana Maya. Balakara Divya Jyoti Deki Paila Bahupriti. Vatsayeta Dravila Hridoy. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs full of auspicious signs resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very much pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. It's Advaita Acharya was 50 at least when Gauranga appeared. So his wife, Sita Thakurani, must have been at least a good 40. No? At least maybe 10 years younger than her husband. So, and Sachimata was definitely a young mother. So it's not surprising that the maternal affection was so strong. Adurvya dana dila shirshe kaila bahua shise. Chirajive ho dui bai. Dakini shankina haite shanka upajila chite. Dharanama toilo nimai. Now we're seeing her maternal affection. Now, she blessed the newly born child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head and saying, may you be blessed with a long duration of life. But being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. Purport. Dakini and Shankini are two companions of Lord Shiva and his wife, who are supposed to be extremely inauspicious, having been bored of ghostly life. It is believed that such inauspicious living creatures cannot go near a neem tree. At least recently it is accepted that neem wood is extremely antiseptic. Formerly it was customary to have a neem tree in front of one's house. On very large roads in India, especially in Uttar Pradesh, there are hundreds and thousands of neem trees. Neem wood is so antiseptic, the Ayurvedic science uses it to cure leprosy. Medical scientists have extracted the active principle of neem tree, which is called margosic acid. Neem is used for many purposes, especially to brush the teeth. In Indian villages, 90% of the people use neem twigs for this purpose. Because of all the antiseptic effects of the neem tree, because Lord Chaitanya was born beneath the neem tree, Sita Thakurani gave the Lord the name Nimai. Later in his youth, he was celebrated as Nimai Pandit, and in the neighborhood villages, he was called by that name, although his real name is Vishrambar. The idea that death at childbirth was quite common. You know, like this, death of a young baby child is quite common, and therefore, they took as much, all these auspicious ritualistic activities, smearing of turmeric paste on the child, and so many things like this were just to protect the child from inauspicious influences and bad occurrences that might compromise the health of the child, resulting in death. Another thing we have to consider about that is that Sachimata's previous daughters died in childbirth. So Gauranga, Vishwarup and Gauranga were the only two survivors. And the rest of the children that Sachimata had died in childbirth. So they did have a record of child mortality in that house. And so this fear was probably well conceived. 118. Aputra mata snana dine dila vastra vibhushane. Putra saha mishra samani. Sachi mishra pujalaya manete hari shahaya. Gara Aila Sita Thakurani. On the day the mother and the son took bath and left the maternity home, Sita Thakurani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and then also honored Jagannath Mishra. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra, was greatly happy within her mind, thus she returned home. Purport. On the fifth day from the birth of a child, as also on the ninth day, the mother takes bath either in the Ganga or in a sacred place. This is called Nishkramana, or the ceremony of coming out of the maternity home. Nowadays, the maternity home is a hospital. Formerly, in every respectable house, one room is set aside as a maternity home where children would take birth. And on the ninth day, after the birth of a child, the mother would come into the regular rooms in a ceremony called Nishkramana. In those days, of course, also, householders had, you know, 8 or 10 kids. And Prabhupada had commented that every Bengali girl wants to have, you know, many kids. Just like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Gauranga stole the gifts of the girls on the bank of the Ganga who were coming to worship Lord Shiva. Then if he stole their offerings, then if they gave him their offerings, then he would bless them, that they will have many valuable children and will have great intelligence and long duration of life. And if the girls hesitated to give Gauranga the items, then he would say, yeah, you'll be the co-wife of somebody who's got four wives. And like this. So, and Prabhupada there in the purport says, every girl wants to have many children, you know. Every girl aspires to have many children, like that. It's like, and if you talk with your grandparents, even in the West, it was not surprising that people had five or six kids, you know, five or six kids. And I asked some, in Siberia, I asked some old babushkas, they're about 80 years old, how many kids did you have? And they go, 8, 10. You know, then I asked a new household couple, well, a middle-aged household couple, you know, 40 years old, how many kids you got? 3. Then I asked a new married couple, how many kids you got? And they said, we got 1, and it's too much, you know. So we'll just see how Kali Yuga has changed. You know, even, you know, 100 years ago, 8 or 10 kids all over the world was a very common family, you know. So, Ache Satri Jagannath Aputra Payalakshminath Purna Hoyla Sakala Banchita Dana Janya Bardekar Lokamanya Kalibar Dine Dina Haya Anandita. In this way, Mother Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, having obtained a son who was the husband of the goddess of fortune, had all their desires fulfilled. Their house was always fulfilled with riches and grains. And they saw the beloved, as they saw the beloved body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, day after day their pleasure increased. Purport. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, everyone offered their respects to him. Even the denizens of heaven used to come in the dress of ordinary men to offer their respect to the Lord. His father and mother, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, seeing the honor of their transcendental son, also became very much pleased within their hearts. 120. Amishra Vaishnava Shanta Alampada Shuddha Danta. Alampada Shuddha Danta Dhana Boge Nahi Abhiman. Putra Prabhava Jata Dana Asimi Latata. Vishnu Prite Dvije Dena Dan. Jagannath Mishra was an ideal Vaishnava. He was peaceful, restrained in sense gratification, pure and controlled. Therefore, he had no desire to enjoy material opulence. Whatever money came, because of the influence of his transcendental son, he gave it in charity to the Brahmins for the satisfaction of Vishnu. 121. Alaganagani Horishamati Nilambara Chakravarti. Agupta Kicho Koilo Mishrire. Mahapurusha Chinna Lagane Anga Bina Bina. Lagane Ange Bina Bina Degi E Taribe Sangsare. After calculating the birth moment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilambara Chakravarti privately said to Jagannath Mishra that he saw all the different symptoms of a great personality in both the body and birth moment of the child. Thus he understood in the future this child would deliver all the three worlds. Of course, Sachi Takarani also saw, but evidently because she was a respectable lady, she just kept it within her mind. But actually, Nilambara Chakravarti did it, mentioned it. 122. Ataeva Prabhu Ache Prabhu Sachi Gore Kripaya Kailaya Vatare. Seiha Karaye Shavana Yeha Shkaraye Shavana Agora Prabhu Daya Mai Tare Haina Sadoi Tare Haina Sadoi. Sepaya tahara charana. This is the Phalasutta, the fruit of this singing. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, made his advent in the house of such a devi. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who hears this narration of his birth, and thus such a person attains the lotus feet of the Lord. Wow. This is what we're here for.
Hey.
This is why this singing is really good for Gaur Purnima. Now tomorrow, we're going to stop here. Even though there's only two more slokas left for the song of this chapter, because 123 is supposed to be for tomorrow. Kindly excuse us.
You know?
And but also it's 9:04.
You know?
And school day, and whatever it is, you know. Tell the children, don't forget Nimai, going to school, you know. Do you remember Lord Chaitanya? Difficult things become very easy. And if you forget him, easy things become very difficult. You want to finish your exams, kid? Remember Lord Chaitanya. I remember the story about Gaur Govinda Maharaj, that he was so busy with his zamindari work with his relatives that he had to finish his high school, you know? So he said, Gopal, please help me with the exam. He would pray to the deity, Gopal, please help me with the exam. You know, I'm so busy with, you know, my relatives taking care of their land, I don't have enough time for school. Please help me with the exam, Gopal. So I think, you know, they can tell the young children of the community that, yeah, don't forget to pray to the deities to help you with your exam, you know. This way or that way, just go to Lord Chaitanya and the deities, you know. Doesn't matter, even if they have whatever agenda they got, just please go to the Lord, you know. And don't worry, he'll give the shade of his lotus feet and everything will be fine, you know. Hare Krishna. Questions, comments, anything else? Barbs. Yeah!
The Postimarga founder.
Vallabhacharya.
There is another Vallabhacharya, the father-in-law of Mahaprabhu. The Lakshmi Devi's father. He came to Vrindavan. In a great separation, he went in the Jamuna and never came out.
Lakshmi Devi's father?
Vallabhacharya. He's also on Vallabhacharya.
But he went into the
Jamuna in great separation of Krishna, never came out.
And never came out?
He entered into
The father of Lakshmi Devi.
No, the Akrura God is famous for entrance, spiritual world and the Bhoma Lila all. So he went from
Akrura
there.
Akrura God.
Yeah. But he also addresses the Vallabhacharya.
You mean you're talking about the father of Lakshmi Devi, the father of Lakshmi Priya who married Gauranga.
Yes.
He entered into Yamuna and didn't come out.
Right.
Wow.
Also,
like I said, what a way to go. In Mayapur, you know, almost every year, you know, somebody drowns in Ganga. And we have to think, well, that's pretty sad, but what a way to go, you know. If you're going to leave, you know. I saw one Bengali sadhu about 80 years old on the bank of Yamuna. And I was, what is he doing? He wants Sangha with Yamuna. You know, and he was just drinking water and waited for 5 days or more. You know, then later on he was going, hey, where did that Bengali Baba go? And he said, oh, they shifted him to Sudam Kuti. I know where that place is. And I was giving him Charanamrita from Krishna Balaram every day. So then I went there and I said, hey, Ram Sevak, where's that Baba? He's in the balcony right in there. All right. So I went in there and I said, Charanamrita. And he would open his mouth and I would pour it in there, you know, like that. Then next day when I came, he was not fanning the flies. The flies were attacking his eyes and he was unable to fan them. Hey, how long has that Baba got? A few hours. What were you going to do with him, Ram? What we do with everybody? I believe 200 people come in our ashram to die. Well, what do you do with them? Jal Samadhi. Which is what? We tie a rock in the body, you know, with some rope and we throw it in the Yamuna and the turtles finish the rest, you know. Typical Jal Samadhi program, you know.
I appreciate you establishing the truth of living in Holy Dham. because I stayed in Mayapur almost 12 years, but I never understood. After I came out of Mayapur, I started to understand better. So I'm not saying that those who are leaving should not leave. No, I'm saying that they should. But the summary substance given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Dhammahatta, he says, Dhamer upori jaro mayapati jal, achchadiya rake dham ei chirokal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya jar nahiko sambandho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya jar nahiko sambandho, dhamer upori bas kore sei andho. So one who lives in Holy Dham, they are not literally all are living in Holy Dham. Because Maya Devi, Proro Maya, with Vriddha Shiva, always cover the Holy Dham. But they think they are living in Holy Dham, but they cannot live in Holy Dham. So who is living in Holy Dham? Bhaktivinoda Thakur answered, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jar Nahiko Samand. One who has Samand of Mahaprabhu, that means Sadhu. Sadhu who is there, they are the one who is seeing the Holy Dham. The others don't live. So if you see the eating fish and all these things, they are not living in Holy Dham. So that verse is clarified. One has to have a relationship with Mahaprabhu in order to see the Holy Dham.
You have to send me that at email, those two shlokas.
Okay.
Another thing is the, elsewhere he says that they're living on the tapta, isn't it? On the shore. As if the Dhamma's got some like thin veneer of plastic or something, they're not actually putting their feet on the Dhamma. Only those that glorify the Lord are actually allowed to reside in the Dhamma. Now, when Nirguna Krishna was leaving, I was doing so many, Ganga Sahasranam, by chanting the names of Ganga Devi, 1,000 names, one gets the benefit of Ganga Snan. And the Falasutta said, you can die anywhere, and it is just as good as if you died in the bank of the Ganga. And she will always be attentive to you. You can assume the same must be true for Yamuna Sahasranam, and like that. So those that mentally chant the names of those deities also can also attain, you know, snan. And another cool thing is Vallabhacharya's Yamunastikam, Gangastikam, that's heavy. Shloka number 4 goes, Devi, when will I be on a Pushpa Vimana, fanned by Apsaras with Chamaras, as I look down on your waters, and I see my body pecked by birds, pulled by dogs and jackals as your waves throw it here and there. And I was thinking, wow, that's a heavy shloka. Then there was another Gangastikam written by Ananda Tirtha, which is Madhvacharya, right? He says, Devi, when my life air is leaving my body, when will my fortunate relatives bring me and place me lovingly in your waters? it gives an idea, you know, about departure.
Srimad Radhagovinda Maharaj narrates one time that after Krishna performed so many leelas, Naukavilas, the Dankeli Ghat, so many on the Jamuna. So Mother Jamuna, in that sense, in Vrindavan, she is not mother, she is a Devi or kind of a coward girl's goddess. So over there, Jamuna Binda Devi took so much intimate association of Lord Krishna, so Mother Ganga, she lamented and she prayed to Lord Krishna. So then he appeared, he said, don't worry, you will have my association. So since that time, all the Harikatha, even Parikshit Maharaj's Harikatha, is on the bank of Ganges. Then Mahaprabhu come and bathe in her. So it's like a fulfilling, sar lamentation.
See, there's always two points of argument. It's amazing that according to Parikshit Maharaj, on the bank of Ganga means Merud. You know, Hastinapur was Merud. But in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, it must have been Dili, you know, because it was actually, he's actually Jamuna, you know. And why, you know, how could there be an argument? These two Devis are always pictured together, Ganga and Yamuna. And Vallabhacharya says, because of Yamuna's Sangha, Ganga can give Siddha. Evidently, that girl, Ganga Devi, learned how to give Siddha by her association with Yamuna Devi.
But in Navadvip, Ganga and Jamuna both are there.
Yeah.
And because of Advaita Acharya, he told that Nityananda Prabhu did not lie.
No, Nityananda said, I did not.
He
said,
Advaita Acharya, when Sannas, at the time of Sannas in Katwa, that Nityananda Prabhu directed him to be merciful to the Bengalis.
Right.
So that time,
he was bringing him to Shantipur.
Yeah.
And he said, welcome. He said, here's the Yamuna. And Gauranga offered the prayers to Yamuna and jumped in, right?
Yeah.
And then Advaita Acharya said, well, wherever you are, my lord, there is Vrindavan, so welcome to the bank of the Ganga. I've been cheated by Nityananda. I did not cheat you. Nittai, he said, I did not cheat you. Where you bathed, the section where you bathed was actually Yamuna. Between on that side.
West side and east side.
Yeah, Navadvip side, isn't it? Navadvip side is supposed to be Yamuna, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Navadvip side is considered Yamuna. Who loses, you know? And Rupa Goswami Prabhupada in his fourth shloka of Yamunastakam, Deepa Chakravala Drishta Sapta Sindhu Bedini, that even though the waters flow together, they don't mix. This means that, keeping that pramanam in line, that actually, although the Yamuna Devi is with Ganga Devi, but the waters are not mixing. Nittai is right, you know.
Internally, there is a little difference then. The Yamuna Devi in the Gorgona Des Deepika, according to Rupa Goswami, is also a manifestation of Vishakha Devi. Now, Kalindi, one is married by Lord Krishna, Dwaraka Queen, that is difference from the Balaram pulled by his plow, the Yamuna. It's two different personalities.
Really?
Not
the girl, the Kalindi, that married Krishna.
Is separate. But both are Yamuna expansion. But it's different. Baladev can never do such thing to pull Krishna's wife. Not possible.
Really?
So it's different.
So it was a different Devi.
In Sanatana Goswami Pad's Tika on Vaishnav Dosani, you can see.
Really?
Yes.
So Dauji pulled a different Devi.
Yes.
But the Kalindi, the girl that Arjuna saw walking on the bank of the Yamuna.
That is wife.
That is wife. But that was an expansion?
Yes. No, this is original actually. Original. But that origin of origin, everything in Golok Vrindavan. So that's Vishakha's expansion.
That was Vishakha's expansion, yes. That Kalindi.
Yes.
That married Krishna.
Yes.
Now, Balabhachari refers to as Krishna Turiya or something, the fourth wife of Krishna. In his Yamunastakam, he glorifies her as Krishna Turiya. Huh? Hari, Hari. Jai Kanu Ram, Jai Gaur Nitai, Jai Radhesham, Jai Kanu Ram. Kanu Ram is coming soon. We can't wait to see them. Jai Kanu Ram, we can't wait to see them.